Greetings from paradise. I'm in Fiji, where the weather has been perfect and my grandchildren adorable. Photographic proof to be posted soon. But the Wi-Fi is patchy, rather like my grandson's success with potty training. The internet picked the worst time to fail completely, so I was unable to watch footage or see photos of Harry and Meghan's wonderful wedding until a day after the event. And even then, only very slowly, with video taking hours to download, then buffer for a few more hours before giving up the ghost halfway through the highlights. Every time I tried to watch, the video stopped when the American pastor was ready for his close-up, so I haven't heard with my own ears what all the fuss was about. I have seen enough to know that the wedding was a triumph for all concerned, apart from Meghan's dad bringing shame to the palace door, of course. Harry looked so dashing and happy, and Meghan stunning. I really like Meghan. I welcome her African-American blood into the royal gene pool and wish them every happiness. Am I a terrible person for wondering if Meghan saying she didn't have a maid of honour because she couldn't choose between her besties and didn't want to hurt any of their feelings was more a case of not wanting to share the limelight, as Kate, Duchess of Cambridge, did with her sister? Many eyes were on Pippa when they should have been on the bride. Nicely done, Meghan, Duchess of Sussex. I am glad no evildoers ruined the royal nuptials and that Her Madge and Prince Philip lived to see this happy day. A PR triumph for the royal family. My apologies for the sound of waves crashing onto the shore outside my window. Don't hate me. Do tune in for the next episode of The Chat with Claire Fordham, or listen to some you might have missed. You can't see me, but I'm giving a royal wave from Fiji.
Keep calm and chat.